budget discussion for the 2012-13 school year. Mr. Lopez and Mr. Seward sent their regrets. They could not make it due to legislative duties. I would like to thank Mr. Pisano and the participation of government class for setting that up. There is a future possibility that I might be able to make another meeting. We'll work on that. So tonight we're going to have this presentation from our business manager. At the end of that, we will have some discussion with the participation of government class, and then we will have one of the students be a moderator for any questions from the audience. And that's what the two microphones in the front alleys are for. So if we're ready. Can everybody see that? Is the light okay? Dr. Baumgartner, can you see that?
Budget. I want to conclude by saying not all of the information is final at this point. We have heard yesterday that the Senate and Assembly have passed their own bills as far as state aid, and it would amend the governor's budget. At this time, we have not been provided with those figures as to what additional school aid Cairo-Durham will be receiving. So that's not final. The school district is still waiting for health insurance. We should have that information, the final rates, by early next week. And there's still some work to do on salaries. Okay? So thank you. The purpose of this meeting is to review where we are so far in the budget process and what it means to Cairo-Durham. We will go over where the money is spent, where we receive the money from. We'll go over the school district tax cap or the tax threshold. We'll quickly review the five-year budget projection. This is part of the long-range financial plan that was presented in February. We will talk about the current status of our budget development, and then there will be discussion as to where we go from here. What is our money used for? This is our current budget, and as you can see, most of our money is used for salaries and benefits, 46% for salaries, 23% for benefits. OC services is 7%, operations and maintenance is at 4%, transportation services, 4%, debt service, 11%, in the other category, 5%, and currently there are no buses for cash, that's 0%. This is comparing where we are currently and we, where we are going, projected. As you can see, there is a slight increase in salaries to 47%. Benefits are staying constant at 23, as is BOCES, O&M, transportation, debt, other, and buses. Where does the money come from to cover these expenditures? In the current fiscal year, 11-12, the district receives 44.5% from state aid. The tax levy comprises 42.58, so you can see those are our two main revenue sources. We have other revenues, approximately 3%. We have appropriated fund balance, 8.48%. That's how much money the school district puts towards taxes. An interfund transfer, that's money that the school district receives from other operating funds, is 0.57, and applied reserves, 0.72%. Our projected revenue sources for 12-13, you can see there's a slight variance in state aid, school taxes, appropriated fund balance, the other revenues remain constant, interfund transfers basically flat, and applied reserves, if there's a slight increase to 0.81%. Okay. 0.2, briefly talk about the property tax cap and what exactly is the tax cap. And I'm sure many of you have heard it called a 2% tax cap. And we're going to go over why it is not a 2% tax cap. Okay? It's really not a cap. It's just a higher threshold of voter approval for budgets. If the proposed tax levy increases a levy limit, we have to have 60% or more voter approval if we're going to go above that levy limit. And I'll show you what this means. Here is our tax cap. As you can see, it's just not a simple 2%. It's a series of calculations. The first step is our prior year tax levy, $11.6 million. That's what we levy for taxes in this fiscal year. Tax base growth factor. That is assigned to our school district from the Office of Real Property Services. It allows some growth in the district's assessments. Ours is 1.0073. The district has no control on that number. Again, it is assigned to us. You multiply those two numbers, and then you subtract out the prior year pilot payment. A pilot payment is a payment in lieu of taxes. That's an agreement that exists between the Greene County IDA and the old Steeple Labs, or GSK, and the Weldon House. During the 11-12 school year, the district received $173,000. That needs to be subtracted out in the calculation. We also subtract out prior year exemptions, and our school district has a prior year exemption for capital that amounts to $7,893. The next step is the adjusted prior year levy. So once all those steps are completed, we come up with an adjusted prior year levy, and we're still not at the tax cap amount. We have to multiply that times the CPI, Consumer Price Index, or 2%. And for us, this year the CPI was greater than 2%, so therefore, all school districts have to use the 2% maximum as required by law. We subtract out the pilot's payment in lieu of taxes for the coming year for GSK and the Weldon House, and that amounts to $317,000. And now we come to the tax levy limit before exclusions. Told you it wasn't easy. It's not simple. For our school district, we had a pension exclusion for the employees' retirement system. The tax cap law provided for an allowance for school districts if the increase exceeded 2 percentage points, then school districts could take an exclusion for the retirement system. The only exclusion allowed in 12-13 for all school districts is for the employees' retirement system, because that rate of contribution increased over the 2 basis percentage points. There is no exclusion for the teachers' retirement system. Those are the two systems that the district contributes to for retirement: employees' retirement and teachers' retirement. We add in the capital levy of 256,743. What is the capital levy? That's the amount of debt service less state aid to come up with an amount that is required for taxes. In other words, our debt minus any revenue from state aid, and it's the difference. So the total maximum allowable tax levy, we're at the final number now in the calculation, is 12,040,846. That is the amount that the school district can levy with a 50% override. If the voters decided to go to school board decided to levy 12,050,000, that would require a 60% voter override. We still have contingent budget laws. The administrative cap is in effect. Non-contingent expenses are removed if we have a contingent budget. And the expenditures are no longer subject to an overall contingency budget. What does this mean? That means if the budget is voted down, the school board has the option of resubmitting the budget at a tax levy limit the same or below, or the board can adopt a contingency budget. If a contingency budget is adopted, there is no increase in the tax levy. As you saw before in that, can you go back to slide, please? As you saw before in that tax on the slide, the maximum allowable tax levy is $12,040,000. That's greater than our existing 11-12 levy by $440,000. So if the budget is voted down, there would have to be an additional $440,000 worth of cuts. That is if the board proposed the tax levy at $12,040,000. Okay. There is significant misinformation about the tax cap, and it is purposely misrepresented by the governor. It is not 2%, and I've been saying this since October when I did my first presentation. Nowhere near 2%. It will vary for every school district, and it varies because every school district has different variables. They have a different tax levy amount. They may have a different growth assessment. They'll have different capital exclusions and pension exclusions. We are all not cookie cutter. We're all different, and we will all have different amounts. Confusion is abounding. People will expect their tax bills not to increase by 2%. That is false. We have no idea what people's tax bills will be like. We don't know what the assessed value will be. That is July 1st. don't know what the final tax levy will be. It could still change based upon voter approval. And of course, there will be very significant consequences under a contingency budget. This slide is our 5-year financial plan. It was prepared by the district's financial planner in conjunction with the staff in the district. It outlines what will happen in 5 years if the school district continues to have increases in expenditures and a 2% increase on the taxes. The very bottom, you can see the school district has fund balance. For us, that's a good thing. We've been very conservative. We're in much better shape than our neighbors, in some neighbors in Greene and Columbia counties. And I'm sure you folks have heard about school districts that are laying off numerous teachers and closing buildings. We haven't done that yet. We haven't laid off dozens and dozens of folks. Fund balance is the reason why, but our fund balance is eroding. It's eroding because we've been appropriating significant amount of fund balance for the past several years in order to keep taxes down. If we keep doing so, and the plan is to continue to use fund balance, there won't be fund balance in the future. In the future meaning next year. So what are our budget challenges so far? Last week, the board was presented with a rollover budget and a first draft of the budget. As of today, March 14th, the difference between the draft number 3 budget and our anticipated revenues, and that's using the maximum amount of the tax levy, the $12,040,000, there's a shortfall of $870,000. Okay. And here is just a description of what the board was provided with last week. The first column, the second column, as you can see, is our 2011-12 adopted budget. It's 27,243,119. That's our budget right now, folks. The rollover budget, if everything remained constant, we did exactly the same thing that we're doing now next year, it was $28.9 million. Draft number 2, which the board saw last week, took into account the savings from retirements and savings in a couple of vacancies in positions. Draft number 3, which is where we are tonight, has a budget increase of $924,000. Okay? Right now, with draft number 3, and with cuts that the administrators came forward with, we're at a difference of $469,000. That's how much we still need to make up. And we'll go over those projected cuts. Nothing is in stone. This is projection. This is a list of 25 items that the district has been working on and the board is seeing for the first time this evening. The board told us to go back and sharpen our pencils, and that's what we have been doing. There are numerous items here. It identifies what budget code it will be impacting, what program, and a brief description and a dollar amount. again, these are not final. These are food for thought for the board of ed. The following list here is a suggested list from the administrators. Some of these have been included in draft number 2 and draft number 3. Some of them have not yet been included, and that is up for the board to decide, but is district administrator recommendations that the board consider. One of the recommendations from the administrators was to look at redistricting Durham Elementary School. And I was charged by the Board of Education last week to come up with a cost savings or cost proposal if there was redistricting between Cairo and Durham. I was also charged last October to consider the option of closing Durham Elementary, and that information will be provided to the board next Thursday at their meeting. What would happen if we redistrict students from Cairo to Durham? By moving the line, it would encompass 91 pupils moving from Cairo to Durham. Okay? There is a swing area that 91 pupils reside in. These students who currently go to Cairo would go to Durham. Again, this is just a proposal. What budget impact would that have? The administration identified 2 teaching positions, 1 support staff that would be cut. However, because the buses have to be rerouted, there would be an increased cost in transportation expense. It would impact 2 bus routes. The buses would be out on a longer time, and therefore it would be an additional cost. They would also be traveling more miles. Did I get that right? Okay. However, as you know, with those transportation costs, the school district received state aid. We would receive reimbursement at approximately 65.2%. That's what the $25,000 is. The net decrease or savings for redistricting those 91 pupils is $116,381. And that is a little map as to where the students would be identified for redistricting. Again, the purpose of this meeting tonight was to let you know where we are in the budget process. We are far from over. There are still variables that our school district does not know, that being state aid, some benefit information, and also some salary information. We also need to take a closer review of our existing fund balance to make sure we can appropriate the $2.2 million for 12-13.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
The board just received this for the first time, so of course we have to digest it. We will discuss it. Does anybody have any questions right now? No? No? Mr. Hazano, the floor is yours. Your class has some questions, comments, concerns?
Thank you.
interested in the cuts because it really has direct impact on us. So we just have some questions prepared. So if you guys like to ask some questions.
So from what I understand from, you know, that presentation is you have $12,040,000 or something, and that's with a 2% tax increase. And if you go above that, you need like a 60% majority to approve that. So we were just wondering, like, if that fails, if the 2% increase at $12,040,000 failed or didn't pass, what like kind of criteria do you look at for when you figure out stuff to cut?
Correct you first, it's not a 2% tax cap, and that's the one thing everybody needs to take home tonight. It's not a 2% tax cap, okay? It's a tax, I like to call it the tax threshold. Like Lisa said, it confuses everybody when they say 2%, so already you just sat through it, and already you're thinking it's 2%.
Right.
So it's not 2%. For us, the increase to fall under the tax threshold is 3.8%. So to answer, yep, so do you understand now?
Yeah.
To answer your question, we go to a contingency budget, and that was presented tonight, and I think it's 400,000 less, 440. So it would be 440,000 less we would be able to get. We can only go with last year's, so we would lose that much more money, and that would be more cuts we would have to do on top of the cuts we already have to make.
Yeah, so like when you have that much money that you have to make up, we were just wondering like what kind of criteria do you look at in terms of programs that you cut?
We asked the administration for their recommendation, where they believe the cuts will least impact the district, and that's the board's goal, not the district of students. So it's the cuts that least impact the students is our goal.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, some of the cuts will impact the students, but the ones that least impact the students are the ones that we want to go with right away. Anything above that where we have to impact the students, of course, we have to look at and make sure we're making the right decision.
Yeah, thanks. That's
you're welcome. Thank you.
What else do you guys have question wise?
I'm just wondering about the impact on small sports and classes that the budget you and I have, like some sports that are like bowling, which not many students participate in, that I kind of support. How does my impact me? Or not just bowling, like other classes, like AP classes and things like that, which might be supposed to be cut.
At this point, we don't know the specifics on which classes. Some of them are in this, we were just presented tonight, and we'll have to ask that question, what classes students access. Right now, unless I'm misunderstanding it, there's no sports cuts in here at all.
Correct, there's no sports cuts in here at all. That doesn't mean if it fails, we have to go for another 440,000 sports cuts.
So what you're asking is, would we consider cutting the sports that participated, is that what you're?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a criteria for us. How many students does it affect?
Okay.
So the least amount of students affect a criteria.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you.